Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The beginning of this Mishnah tells us that there's a shiur midrabbonon, that Peye has a shiur echod mishishim, one out of 60. Although we learned in Perek, in Mishnah Aleph, that ein lahem shiur, Peye does not have a shiur. And this Mishnah tells us that it has a shir midrabbonon. Midrabbonon, there's a shir echod mishishim. We did mention in the previous Mishnah that there is one tzad that this Mishnah means it's a shir d'oraisa, according to the Goyin's Pshat and the Rishalmi, and maybe the Rash also. And one man, the Omar and the Rishalmi, will hold that this shir is d'oraisa. And what the Mishnah meant in the previous Mishnah, ein lem shir, it meant ein lem shir l'mayla. There is no maximum how much you could give. You could give as much as you want, you could give your whole field. But there is a minimum midairaisa. But most Meforshim hold not like that, and even this Pshat holds that one man domar in the Rishalmi holds not like that. And midairaisa, there is no shir for a minimum or a maximum. And this Mishnah is only saying a shir midrabbonon. Midrabbonon, you have to give one out of 60. Now, the Pashtus is that this Shir Midrabbonon is everywhere. Everywhere you have this Shir, 1 out of 60. But we'll see, it's not so Pashut. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. The Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel da Omri Tarvayu Peyo B'Shishim. Rav and Shmuel both said that the Shir Peyo is B'Shishim. So the Gemara asks from the Mishnah Aleph, Votnan Elu Dvorim She'en Lehem Shir. These are the things that don't have a shir hapeya. And the Gemara answers, Midiraisa Ein Lo Shir, Midirabonon B'Shishim. The Gemara says the answer is that this Mishnah is only Midirabonon. So the Gemara asks on that, Mai Komash Malon Tanina Ein Poichsin Lepeya Mishishim Afal Pisha Omra Hapeya Ein Lo Shir. We learned it in Abraisa, that there's a shir Midirabonon B'Shishim. So what was Ram and Shmuel coming to be Mechadish? And the Gemara answers, Hosam ba'oretz, hocha b'chutz la'oretz. The simple meaning of the Gemara is that from the Braisa we would only know that in Eretz Yisrael there is a Shir Shishim, but maybe in Chutz La'oretz there is no Shir Shishim. So we have to speak on a side note that this Gemara says clearly that there is a din pay on Chutz La'oretz, and it's brought down in the Poiskim that Chazal were mesakin to give peah even in Chutz La'aretz. It's a machlokes if that's only in the places that are close to Eretz Yisrael, just like Trumas u'Maaseres, the Pashtus is they only were mesakin in the places that are close to Eretz Yisrael. Some Rishonim hold that no, peah is different because of Takonas Aniyim, they were mesakin it for all over Chutz La'aretz. Either way, today the Ramah says in Siman Shin Lamed Beis that you don't have to give peah because nobody's going to come take it. We'll learn it in a different Mishnah. But getting back to the Gemara says that in Chutz La'aretz, we would have thought that there's no Shir Shishim. You could give as little as you want, even Midrabbonon. And therefore, Rav and Shmuel came to tell us that even in Chutz La'aretz, the Chazal made a takona that you have to give at least Shishim. That is the way Roiv Rishonim learned the Gemara. Lamaisa, we find that in the Bahag, in Siman Gimel, the beginning of Hilchas Peye, the Bahag says that he says, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no shir because it's d'oraisa. In Chutz La'aretz, there's a shir shishim because it's d'rabbonon. So it's, first of all, we have to understand how he learned the Gemara. It seems from the Gemara that there's a shir shishim in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. And the Bahag seems to say that there's only a Shir Shishim in Chutz La'aretz. So how to fit the Gemara, the Pa'asa Shulchan and Simon Dalid Ois Mem Hei says that the Bahag had a different gears in the Gemara. The Bahag's gears in the Gemara was Elo Hosam Ba'aretz Hocha B'Chutz La'aretz, which means that when the Gemara answered that the Braisa that says Ein Poichsin L'Peyo Mishishim, When the Gemara asked from the Braisa, the Gemara was giving a teretz and falling off the original teretz. The original teretz to answer the kasha between Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis was at Mishnah Aleph that says, Ein lam shir is midiraisa, and Mishnah Beis that gives a shir shishim is dirabonon. On that, the Gemara is falling off and saying, no, the answer is, Elo hosam ba'aretz v'hocha b'chutz l'aretz. Mishnah Aleph, that says, Ein lam shir, is referring to Eretz Yisrael. And Mishnah Beis, that says that there's a shir shishim, that's in chutz l'aretz. And therefore, it's not shver that we have already a braisa, because the braisa doesn't say whether it's talking about an Eretz Yisrael or in chutz l'aretz. And that's the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are telling you that this braisa that said that there's a shir shishim is only in chutz l'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no shir shishim. And that's also the answer how Mishnah Aleph could fit with Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph says Ein Lam Shir is talking about Eretz Yisrael, and Mishnah Beis is talking about chutz l'aretz. So therefore, the Bahag quotes the halacha that in Eretz Yisrael there's no shir, and in chutz l'aretz there's a shir derabonon. Lemaisa in Derech Amunah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amunah, Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvov, is very bothered with this shita. He asks many questions, and one of the questions he asks is, how could it be that Eretz Yisrael is more kuladig than Chutz Loretz? How could it be that Chazal said that in Eretz Yisrael there's no shir, and the whole din that they gave that you can give less than a 60th is only in Chutz Loretz? So we could suggest that We'll see in the second half of the Mishnah that there's cases where Chazal wanted you to give more than a 60th. They added certain cases where they were mesaken to give more than a 60th, although it's not mamash achiv, like we'll see soon, but they wanted you to give more. Now, the normal derech of a person is that when there's a set shear, it's less likely that he'll add on to the shear. He has a set shear, so he'll give that shear. But if Chazal did not give you a shir, then we'll assume that he'll give a nice amount, and then when there's cases where there's a reason to give more, he'll give more. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, where Chazal wanted you to give more, so they didn't give you the shir echad mishishim, they said give kefi nidvas liboy, and assuming that in the cases we'll see soon where there's a reason to give more, he'll give more. But on Chutz L'aretz, they weren't so worried that he should make sure to give more, so at least they give the set share of Echad Mishishim, like this will always give Echad Mishishim. Now, this share of Echad Mishishim, Yesh Lachkoir, if this share of Echad Mishishim is a share in the Hafrosha or a share in the Nasina. In other words, If we'll say that Peya needs Kriyas Shem, we'll discuss it later in the Mishnayos, but if we'll say the Peya needs Kriyas Shem, which means you have to say Arezu Peya. So when you're Mafrish, that you say Arezu Peya, that's the Hafrasha. And then there's the Nasina later when the Niyam come to take it, or you give it to them depending on the case, that's the Nasina. So let's say somebody would say Arezu Peya on less than the Shir. But then he let them take the full amount, the full 60th. Was he mekayim this chiv that Chazal said that you can't give less than a 60th or not? Do we say that it's a shir in the hafrosha and here he wasn't mafresh to shir? So although he, at the end of the day, he let them take a 60th, but he wasn't mekayim the takonas Chazal to give a 60th because the hafrosha was less. Or do we say that no, the din 60th was in the Nesina, you should make sure to let them have a 60th. It doesn't matter how much you were mafresh in the first place. Now we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, according to the Rash and the Goin, that there's a machloikis in the Rishalmi, if you were mafresh less than the shir. There's a machloikis if that hafrosha, that original hafrosha, do we say that right away it becomes potter from Meiser, right away it becomes peya, even though it's less than the shir? Or do we say that no, there's one mandomer that says that until you fill in the rest of the shir, this hafrosha will not have a shem peya and it'll be chayiv and meiser until he fills the full 60th. Now according to that tzad, if you say that it doesn't have a shem peya until you fill in the full shir, then it's clear from that tzad that the shir was a shir in the hafrosha. We see that it's ma'akev the hafrosha, it doesn't let the hafrosha be chal. It says that the peya won't become peya until you're mafresh a full 60th. So according to that man, the Omar, it's clear that it's a shir in the hafrosha. But we could be mistapik. What about lefi the other man, the Omar? If you hold that it's going to be potter for mice right away, which means it becomes peya even though you are mafresh less than the shear, then you could have a suffix. Do we say that the hashlama is going to be a kiyum of the shear shishim, which means when he'll let the aniyim take in the end the 60th, the full amount, he will be mekayim this halacha of ein poichsin lepeyo mishishim? Or do we say that no, he lost that din, since the hafrasha was less than shishim, he lost that halacha? Of course, he should still let them take a 60th, but he will not be mekayim the takana the way Chazal meant it. They made that takana that it should be in the hafrasha itself. Now, we find by Truma we know that also has a shir, Echad Mishishim, or Echad Mechamishim, or Aboim. Now, there, we find there's a sheet of the Tosfos Rid, a famous Tosfos Rid in the end of Perek Beis in Kiddushin, and the Neid Yehuda and Yerideya, Simon Reish Aleph, also was Mechavim to the Tosfos Rid. They say that this that we know, that Chita Achas Poitaras Esakri, the Midoiraisa, you could give a mashu, you could give even one chita, and it works to patter your whole entire kri, your whole pile of food, your whole pile of crop. Midayrais, it's enough a mashu to patter everything. And the sheer, seemingly that the sheer shishim is only midirabonon. The Tosfos Rid and Reb Yehuda say that no, the sheer shishim is also a sheer dayrais. Which means that the two shiurim are not a stira. We know from one hand that you could give a mashu, on the other hand you have to give shishim. So they say that it's not a stira, it's not a contradiction. The hafrosha is enough to give a mashu, to patter your tevel, to become, make the tevel become mutter to eat. It's enough a mashu. This that you need a shir shishim is also a shir doiraisa, but it's only a shir in the nesina. You have to give to the koyin a matona chashuva. It says a loshon titein loy, which means a matona chashuva, something that's choshev. That is mechayev that you should give a nice amount, which is echad mishishim or echad marboim, whatever the shir is, whatever type, either ayin yof or ayin ro. But it's a shir deraisa. Derech agav, we'll just mention that the Rishalmi's kasha, we mentioned last Mishnah Aleph, that says, listni truma, although that according to the Tosfos Rid, there has a shir shishim in deraisa, but it could still be that the Rishalmi can ask a kasha, because it's not a shir in the hafrosha. It's not a shir in the hafrosha midoiraisa. Midoiraisa, it's only a shir in the nesina. So it could be the Rishalmi was learning that ein lo shir will apply to the hafrosha. But I'll call upon him, according to the Tosfos Rid and the Neid Yehuda, we see that truma has a shir mashahu in the hafrosha, and the shir shishim was only in the nesina. So we would have said, if that's how truma is set up, that the shir shishim is a shir in the nesina, so likely we could say that peya, where Chazal gave a shir shishim, we would have said they say that they were misakin similar to truma, that the shir is only a shir in the nesina. But it's not so simple, because by truma itself, we already spoke out in Mishnah Aleph that if somebody will be mafrish less than the shir, then it won't work. It's ma'akiv the hafrosha. The hafrosha has to be kashir, although it's a big sugya, but that's how we went last Mishnah. It's a machlokes, could be. But the Pasah Shulchan takes on, and others take on, that there is a ikuv in the hafrosha. If you'll be mafrish less than the shir, it won't work. Why? Although the shir really is a mashu, because since after you make the peiris mutter, and there are no more tevel, it's impossible to create more truma. The whole shame truma is only with that, as much that it's being matir the peiris, like we spoke out from Rabaran, the Mishnah's Rabaran. And when once the peiris became mutter, so it's impossible to create a chalois shame truma. There's no such shame truma on as much that it's not being matir any peiris. So therefore, although the technically the shir shishim is only a shir in the nesina, that's only theoretical. Lemaisa, you're going to have to make it in the afrosh itself, otherwise it'll be impossible to add more truma and to make it shishim, echad mishishim. And we spoke out last time that even if it will be daiter lehoisif, even if he plans on adding more, it's also not going to help by truma. So there's no other way. He's going to have to put it into the original hafrasha. So therefore, today, by default, you have to make the hafrasha echad mishishim right away. And it could very well be that Chazal mesaken to do it that way because there's no other way how to get the echad mishishim. So now, by peya, we could say tutzdadim. You could say that they made it similar to truma, and truma we see we put it into the hafrasha because that's the only way how you're going to get the echad mishishim. So to peya also chazal masakna to give echad mishishim. We could say it's similar to truma that it goes into the original hafrasha, or you could say that no, since peya we don't have the problem that truma has. Really, by Truma, it was a Shir and the Nesina. The only reason why we put it into the Hafrasha is because it won't be possible to add later. But Peya, where you could add later, like we spoke out, for sure, by Daita Lehoisif, if you plan on adding, you don't have to make the whole Peya at one shot. So then we could say that the Shir Shishim was only a Shir and the Nesina. Make sure to leave in the end a 60th out of everything. But it doesn't have to be that your hafrasha in the beginning was a hafrasha on shishim. So I don't have a raya. Maybe we'll minisbar the hemshech of the masechta. Now getting back to the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah is discussing that there's sometimes you give more than Echad Mishishim. Now, there's two main drachim, two main ways how to read the Mishnah. We'll first discuss both ways, and then we'll see the Nafkiminis. The Rav, and Pashtus the Rambam, learn that when the Mishnah says three cases, Lefi Goydel HaSoda, Lefi Roiva HaNiyim, Ulefi Roiva HaNove, all three cases are cases where we want you should give more than Echad Mishishim. The first case is Lefi Goydel HaSoda. If you have a very big field, we want you to give more than Shishim. The second case is, even if you don't have a very big field, you have Roiv HaNiyim, there's many poor people, so we want you to give more to suffice for all the poor people. And Lefi Roiv HaNove, which the Rambam teaches, either a nova with a vav, which means a lashon of reply, that the soda replied a lot, which means there's a lot of crop came out, then you should give a lot. Even though the soda is not big, it's not a big field, and there's not many aniyim, but there's a lot of crop that grew. Or a nova is with a vase, that it means that there's big grapes or big tvua. This means either there's a lot in kamas or a lot in eches. Both are ways of saying that there's a lot. Then you should give more than a 60th. I will just mention the Rambam in Yad explains Goydel HaSode a little different. Instead of explaining like it's mashma and perish mishnayis that it's a big field, he explains the opposite. The field is small, and there's too many. There's not enough in the field to suffice for all the poor people. Which means there's not roivaniim. There's not many poor people. There's a regular amount of poor people, but since your field is small, it's not enough to serve for all the poor people. So the word goydel doesn't mean big field. Goydel means size. According to the size of your field, and he teaches, it means that it's too small the field. Reb Chaim Kanevsky learns that the Rambam and Yad is not like the Rambam Peresh Mishnayos. He was choizer from his Pshat and Peresh Mishnayos. But the Chazon Nochum, who was a Rebbe of the Chidah, learns that there's no machloikis. It's just two cases how to have Goydel HaSodah. Either it's a very big field, and the fact that it's big is a reason to give more than Shishim. Or the opposite. The field is too small, and it can't be enough for all the poor people. That's a reason you should give more than Echad Mishishim. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov is bothered with this pshat. He doesn't understand why you should say that when there's Goydel HaSoda, when the field is very big, that you should give more than Echad Mishishim. He says, Echad Mishishim is a percentage. It's a 60th. So as big as the field is, the 60th gets bigger with it. Whatever the greatness of, whatever the size of the field, the size of the 60th is also bigger. So why should that be a reason for me to give more than a 60th? So the Tosis Anshei Shem says, because Kibirkas Hashem Aleikach Hashanosam Loch, he says, just like we find by the Pasuk says by Oilas Riya, that if you have many animals, a lot of cattle, you should bring more karbanos. Don't bring just the regular what everyone brings. Bring more. So too here, if you have a big field, you don't need that much. So even though the 60th is bigger, but you should give more than a 60th. The more you have, the more you give. Not just in proportion. Give more than the proportion. Give more than a 60th. That's a Tosis Anshei Shem's Tirutz he brings from the Ramaz. This is the pshat of the Rambam, that all three cases in the Mishnah are cases where you give more than Echad Mishishim. In other words, the Mishnah is saying, Ein Poichsin Lepeo Mishishim, you always have to give a 60th, and then the continuation of the Mishnah is three cases where you give more than Echad Mishishim. The Rash learns differently. The Rash learns that the only case that you give more than Echad Mishishim is the middle case, Roi Vaniyim. Lefi Roi Vaniyim, then you give more than Echad Mishishim. But Lefi Goydel HaSode, you don't give more than Echad Mishishim. Lefi Goydel HaSode, the Mishnah is just telling you have to always give Echad Mishishim, no matter how big the Sode is. And the Chiddush would be that you would have thought, since the Sode is so big and there's not enough Aniyim for such a big Sode, everyone's going to get so much, maybe I shouldn't have to give Shishim. Maybe I could give even less than Echad Mishishim. And the Mishnah is telling you, no, you always have to give Echad Mishishim. It doesn't matter how much each poor person is going to get. Less than Echad Mishishim, you could never give. That's Goydel HaSode. Roi Vaniyim, in a case where there's many poor people, then that's the only case that you give more than Echad Mishishim. And the Rash continues that the third case of Roi Vahanove, the Rash learns in his first pshat, is not even a third case. He says, Roi Vanove is an explanation to how much you should give when there's Roi Vaniyim. Which means the Roi Vaniyim, the Mishnah says, since there's many poor people, you should give more than Echad Mishishim. So how much should I give? On that, the Mishnah says, Roi Vanove. He learns Anove is Miloshen Anove, like we know Anove. Anove of a person, he's an Onov. As much as an honor of you are, you'll give more. The more a person feels humble and he feels that I don't deserve anything, everything is a present from Hashem, the more he feels that way, the more he'll give to others. So according to your level of anova, that's how much you should give. So it's giving somewhat of a shir. Not exactly, you have to look in your heart and decide where you're holding in your madrega, but that's how much you should give. Which, according to the Rambam's pshat, all three pshatim were saying you have to give more than 60, but it never told you how much. It just said you should give more than 60. According to the Rash, the only case that we give more than 60 is Roi Vaniyim, and the Mishnah is giving you a clue, is giving you a hint, Lefi Roi Vanove, that's how much you should give. The second pshat in the Rash is that Roi Vanove is actually a different halacha. He learns Anove also Beveis, but not like the Rambam. It means that sometimes the crop is better. Some places it's yofa and some places it's ra. In the field itself, there could be places that it's better and places that it's worse. Don't leave over peyo only from the place where it's not such good crop. You should leave an equal amount from the ra and an equal amount from the yofa. The simple pshat in the rash is that we're dealing with ra and yofa means in quality of the tvua. Some places the quality is better quality, some places in the field it's not such good quality. You should leave an equal amount in proportion, a 60th of both, of Ra and Yofa, for Peya. Reber Soloveitchik in his Shiurim doesn't want to learn like that, because he says he understood that there's no halacha of Ein Mafrishin min Ra ala Yofa. This that we find by Truma, that you can't be Mafrish from Ra ala Yofa, you can't take from the bad to pater the good, that's a din dafke by truma. He learns by peya, we don't find such a halacha. So it can't be that the Rash is telling you that this is what the Mishnah is saying. Therefore, the Rebbe learns that the Rash just means that in a place where it doesn't come out such good tvua, so too it won't create a lot of tvua. So you're basically taking from a place where there's not so much tvua. But that's a mechudish digipshat in the Rash. the pashtus which most learn the Rashi is that the Rashi is discussing quality of the tvua. You should make sure not to take only from the bad quality. You should take an equal amount of both according to how much bad and good there is in the rest of the field. So we have so it comes out from here. Amachloikis, the Rambam and the Rash, if Goydel Hasode is Mechayiv to add more than Echad Mishishim. Everybody agrees that Joy Vaaniyim is a Mechayiv. If there's many poor people, you have to give more than you should. I'm not sure if it's a Chiyiv yet, but you should give more than Echad Mishishim. Machloikis is, do we say that Goydel Hasode also, you should give more than Echad Mishishim? We could suggest that we mentioned Toisus Anshei Shem brings from the Ramaz to explain why Lefi Goydel Hasode should be a reason to add more than Echad Mishishim, and he brings the pasuk Kivirkas Hashem Aleikecha Shenosam Loch that we find by Oilis Riya when you bring korbanos when you're Oiler Regel. The pasuk says that although you have to only bring one korban, but if you have a lot of animals, then you should bring more. Kivirkas Hashem Aleikecha, as much as Hashem blessed you with, you should bring more. So too, by pay, if you have a big soda, you should give more. We could say that the Rash held that you can't, it's not the same like over there. Over here, since the whole mitzvah is only for the purpose of the aniyim, it's for tzorech aniyim, so bishloi in a case where the aniyim are, there's many aniyim, and it's for the need of the aniyim. So there the Rash agrees that you should be moisif, you should add more than echad mishishim, because that's the essence of this mitzvah. The essence of this mitzvah is to provide for the need of the aniyim. So if there's more aniyim, we would say that it goes into the halach of kivirkas Hashem aleikecha shenosan loch, that you should give more than a 60th. But in a case where the aniyim have enough, you just have a big soda, that's not a reason to give more than a 60th, because the whole mitzvah was created to provide for aniyim, and the aniyim have enough. So here it wouldn't apply kivirkas Hashem aleikecha. And the Rambam held that no. At the end of the day, today there is the mitzvah. Although the mitzvah is for the to provide for aniyim, but today there's a mitzvah. So if today there's a mitzvah, it would be a hiddur in the mitzvah to add in more kivirkas Hashem aleikecha. If you have more, you should give more. A third pshat in the Mishnah is the Goyin in Shnois Eliyahu and Perish HaKotzer. The Goyin says, he learns similar to the Rash, but a very new halacha. The Goyin learns that the Mishnah is telling you how to be Mishair Echad Mishishim. Although we learned Ein Poichs in the Peyo Echad Mishishim, you have to make sure to give one out of 60th. This one out of 60th could be measured in two ways. You could say a 60th of the space of the field. Take how many amas you have in the field, how much, take a measuring stick, measure your field, and a 60th of the space of the field. Not always it will be the same amount of tvua in each square foot. But you give a 60th, that's the shear. Or you could measure the amount of crop that grew. You don't measure the size. You measure the amount of crop. You look how much crop grew in your field and a 60th of the crop. So the Goyin learns that the Mishnah is telling you that although we said Ein Poichs in the Peyo Echad Mishishim, there's a chumrah to make sure you get a 60th out of both. Which means that Goydel Asada is saying make sure that you don't minimize from a 60th in the size of the field. And then Roi Va'anove, the Roi Va'anove, which is the third case, the Lefi Roi Va'anove, Anove means the same way that like the other Rishonim Taich, that how, like the Rambam Taich, how much the field replied, how much grew, and that's how much crop there is. Make sure that you get a 60th also from the amount of crop, which means you should be Yoitze both Shiurim Lechumra. You should make sure it's a 60th of the size of the field, and you should make sure it's a 60th of the amount of crop. So let's say you'll give a 60th hard in the field and you'll see that it's that in the amount of crop it's less, you should add. And so too, if you give a 60th in the size in the crop and you see that it's less than a 60th in the size of the field, you should add. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. Now, you could clear yeshli istapik in this halacha of the goyim, which one was the main shear and which one is the Mishnah coming to tell you lechumra you should add? Was the main shear a shear in the size of the sada, and here the Mishnah is telling you to add more than the shear in order to have also in the amount of crop? Or do we say the opposite? The main shear is the shear of the crop, and the Mishnah is telling you to add in order to get in also the shear of the size of the sada. The chayr the nafkmina is, if let's say I don't want to do this chumra, I just want to kind the ikra din. So which one is the main din, which one is the ikra din, and which one is the chumra? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Shari Amuna says that the main shear is according to the crop that grew. And the chumra is the size of the field. And he brings a raya. He says, because we know that if you weren't, we learn later that if you weren't mafrish b'mechuber, you could be mafrish b'talosh, which means that if you didn't leave payer when the crop was still mechuber, was still connected to the ground, you could still leave payer. Even after you cut everything, you could leave payer b'talosh. After you cut it, you could leave payer then. Now, of course, once you cut it, it has nothing to do with the size of the field. Today, it's only crop. And then, there's no separate shear for when it's talosh. So, behechrich, it must be that the shear when it's talosh is according to the crop. You give a 60th of how much crop there is. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, it's mestaber that so too, when it's still connected to the ground, the main shear is according to the amount of crop, and the shear of the size of the sada will be the chumrah. And just a note that Rabbeinu Soloveitchik in his shiurim learns in the Rash the opposite. The main shear is according to the size of the sada, and that's kefi the way he learned pshat in the Rash that we mentioned before, but that's a chiddush. The pashtus is, like we said before, and the pashtus is l'chayra, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, that the shear is in the amount of crop. That's how the Goyin learns, and the Goyin learns the middle case of Lefi Roi V'Aniyim. There he agrees to the Rash that Roi V'Aniyim is a reason to give more than Echad Mishishim, and that's a din for itself, that since there's many poor people, you should give more than Echad Mishishim. So it comes out from all three Pirushim that Roi V'Aniyim is for sure a reason to give more than Echad Mishishim. Goydel HaSoda, we said, is a Machloikis. According to the Rash, you give Shishim, and according to the Ramam, you give Yoisim Mishishim. And Roi V'Hanove, according to the Rambam, you give Yoisim Yishishim. And according to the Rash, either it's just explaining Roi V'Haniyim, or it's a different halacha altogether. And it's saying that you shouldn't take min a Ra la Yofa. You should make sure to take an equal amount of Ra and Yofa. And according to the Goyin, Roi V'Hanove is telling you that you should make sure that the Echad Mishishim is according to the crop. And that's really the Iker Shir. And Goydel HaSoda is a Chumra to make sure that you also include a 60th of the field, which might sometimes come out more than Echad Mishishim. Now another point, we have to know this halacha that the Mishnah tells us, that sometimes you give more than Shishim. Is that a Chiv? The Mishnah doesn't say that you're Mechuyiv. It starts off, Ein Poichsin La'oni Ein poichsin lepeo mishishim, that's a chiv. You can't give less. What about the rest? Hakoy lefi goydel asoda. Is that a chiv or not? We find a machloikis. The loshen of the chinuch in mitzvah reish tezayin, his loshen is she'odom chayiv lehoisiv bepeye lefi goydel asoda ulefi roi vaniyim ulefi birkas hazera. The chinuch sounds like he learned that it's a chiv. You have to give more according to the Goydel HaSoda, Revaniyim, Berkas HaZera. The other Rishonim don't mention this Lashon Chayiv. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna says it's not a Chiv Gomer, he says it's Roy, and therefore Chazal didn't give a Shir, because it's not a real Chiv, it's Roy, it's fit, it's Roy to do like that. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky in a letter, what exactly could you say this is similar to a chiyav chinuch, which is a chiyav, although it's not a chiyav deraisa, but the Rabbanon made a certain chiyav, and his lashon was, he wrote back, he said, it's ke'ein chiyav. Sounds like it's not mamash a chiyav gomer, it's ke'ein chiyav, which means that It's like a zadin lachatchila that you find, like certain halachas of Shulchan Aruch, that you can't say you're chayiv. If you didn't do it, you were over on a chayiv. But it sounds a little bit more than roi. It means it's very befitting to do, and this is the way a erlich yid should be noyik. Another halacha we find in the Rishalmi. The Yishalmi brings down the Shita of Reb Shimon. Another Shita is the Shita of Reb Shimon. The Yishalmi brings the Shita of Reb Shimon that argues on the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says both lahakel, which means that when you have a big field and there's few aniyim, you give according to the aniyim. And if you have a small field and you have... If you have a small field and you have many aniyim, you give according to the size of your field. So he says both cases lakula. Now, according to the Rambam that learned the Mishnah, that all three cases is telling you that you have to give more than shishim, so then Reb Shimon is coming to say that you always are able to, it's always enough to give just shishim. But you can never give less than shishim. But according to the Rash, that Goydel HaSoda, you don't give more than Shishim, you give Shishim. So then when Reb Shimon comes along and says that when there's Aniyim Mu'otim, it's enough to give Kefida Aniyim, that means that he's telling you you could give less than Shishim. If you have a very big Soda, and you don't have enough Aniyim for such a big Soda, you could give less than Shishim, which means that he's telling you that the Shir Shishim is not Le'ikuva, it's not Ma'akev. You could give less than Shishim, if there's no tzoyrech for the aniyim to have so much. According to the Goyin's pshat, that the Goyin learns that the Mishnah was telling you that you have to make sure your shir shishim is a shir shishim in the size of the field and in the crop. You have to make sure l'chumra, you include both for your shir shishim. So then Reb Shimon is telling you that you measure l'kula. It's enough if you have the shir shishim either from the size of the field or from the amount of crop. It's a little bit tzarech bir, because the Rishalmi says that Reb Shimon is meikel on lefi goydel hasoda and lefi roi va'aniyim, which means he goes either according to the aniyim and either according to the soda. The goyin's pshat, it should be say lefi goydel hasoda ulefi ha'anove. The goyin learns that the case where you're counting the crop, the amount of crop, is lefi roi va'anove, not lefi roi va'aniyim. That's a little tzaruch bir on according to the Goyin's pshat. Another halacha we find in the Rishalmi, the Rash brings down. The Rash brings down that the Rishalmi says, "Ein oimrim lo yehovi gmalim uto'oin," which means that if the poor man is taking so much crop that he's loading onto his camels, then you're not mechuyev to leave that much payah. But the Rishalmi concludes, that's only when you're giving more than the shear. But if you're giving the regular shear, then you have to leave over a 60th no matter what, even if he's loading it onto his camels. Now the Rash learns that the Rishalmi is saying halacha that you shouldn't leave over that much, because it's being mafkia mi meiser, as much payah that you're leaving, you don't take off meiser. So therefore, you should not leave over if there's so much payah that he's loading it onto his camels. But this is only when it's more than the shear. Now, the Ma'arei Aponim on the Rishalmi is very bothered with the Rash's pshat. He says, what does it matter that you're being mafkia from meiser? You're not taking off trumas and meiseres. So what? But it's payah instead. So it's payah. If it's payah, the halacha of payah is you don't have to give trumas and meiseres. Who's worried that we're losing out on trumas and meiseres? So instead it's becoming payah. That's the Ma'arei Aponim's question. Really, there's another thing that's bothering me with the Rash's pshat, that if the whole halacha of the Rishalmi is only when you give more than the shir, and the Rash holds the only case you give more than the shir is when there's many poor people, which means there's not enough for all the poor people, so you should give extra. So how could it be that the Rishalmi is telling you that when there's yoyser mikashir, which means there's too many poor people and therefore you're leaving extra, you don't have to give that he should load onto his camels? If he's able to load onto his camels, then that's not a case of Reiv Aniyim. However many Aniyim there are, obviously there's enough for everybody. So why do I have to give Yosef Mekashir in the first place? So that I don't understand fully. It's just a little tzarech beer. But the Mariponim's kasha is that why are we worried that you're mafkir from Meiser? It's Peyeh. Peyeh the Halacha is a potter from Meiser. Why are we worried about mafkir from Meiser? And the truth is, the Rambam in Yad does not bring this Halacha. And the Mepharshim are bothered why he left it out. And the Sefer Choyvas Gidulei Ha'aretz wants to say that that's why the Ram left it out. Because he was bothered with this kasha of the Mariponim. That why should I not give that much payah? And therefore he left it out. But it's not a teretz because the Rishalmi says the halacha. So seif kol seif, it's brought down in the Rishalmi. You have to have pshat in the Rishalmi. The Merkavis HaMishnah wants to learn that the Rambam understood the Rishalmi different. The Rishalmi is not saying you shouldn't make that much payah. The Rishalmi is saying you don't have to. It's saying that you're not mechuyev to make the poor man become rich. As much as he could take with his hands, but if he could load onto his camels, that's considered as if you're making him rich, that you're not mechuyev. So therefore, it's not as new halacha that the Rambam had to tell us. I'm not exactly sure why this is a limit and how much I'm mechuyev. Why wouldn't the Rambam have to tell us this halacha? Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Madanei Eretz wants to say a different pshat why the Rambam didn't bring this halacha. Because when the Rambam learned, like the Stei Yeshua, says that when the Yerushalmi says that the whole din of that you don't, the Ein Oimim Lehovi Gmalim Utoin, which means you don't have to give him as much as you should load onto his camels, only applies for Yosem Kashir and not Kashir. Kashir doesn't just mean Shishim. Kashir is including also when you're giving Yosem Kashishim, Lefi Goydel Asoda, Lefi Roiva Aniyim, Lefi Roiva Anova. That all is included in Kashir. And in all those cases, you do give even if he's putting it onto his camels. Yosem Kashir means beyond everything the Mishnah said. Beyond Kishishim in regular circumstances, and beyond Yosem Kishishim in the cases of Goydel Asoda, Revanim, or Revanova. After all that, you don't have to give as much that he should load onto his camel. So therefore, the Ram didn't have to speak this out. That's the Pshat of Shlomo Zalman Orbach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.